Welcome to episode 7 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I am bringing you a reflection based on the word serenity. Today's artwork depicts the serenity found in the world under the surface of the water. Below the surface of even turbulent waters, serenity awaits as a companion to the language of growth. My mother's attempts to teach me to swim as a child failed miserably. I wouldn't trust the water to support me and allow me to float. It was when I decided to play with my brother's mask and snorkel, I learned. As I played with the mask, ducking under the surface while the snorkel let me breathe, I was so enthralled with the view underwater, I didn't really notice I had allowed myself to float. Once I did, swimming came easily. I soon abandoned the snorkel and would spend hours exploring the bottom of the lakes we would go swimming in. There was the added bonus of not being able to hear my mother calling us when it was time to leave. The wind could be whipping up the water on the surface, but underneath was a serene place where life continued without pause. Life gets turbulent and chaotic. We often find ourselves feeling like we're being stretched to the limit, physically, mentally, and emotionally. The more we stay in the chaos, the greater it becomes. Seeking a place and state of serenity becomes crucial for our well-being. Meditation is like spending some time exploring underwater. It's a period of time not for the absence of thought, but for the mind and body to still, to spend time listening, not to the roommate in our head that Michael Singer describes, but to the quiet voices waiting patiently for voice to help guide us through the turbulence beyond. It takes practice and patience to shift the noisy, demanding roommate into the background and invite the quieter, inner wisdom to have a voice. In quiet stillness, thoughts and ideas can be given space to unfold into guidance and growth. I'll often use the time of quiet stillness to include prayer and listening for a quiet response. They may be a new idea, or a feeling, or just a knowing. The language of growth is not a direct translation. It takes both stillness and openness to receive and learn. The more I engage in time of meditation and stillness, the more I'm able to respond with calm and a sense of order to the chaos trying to inject itself into my life. How do you find your serenity? Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word serenity. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nishelsonlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the prompt a day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.